good. Whew. It really does take all my focus. The squat, the lean back, the push. I don't think other animals know how lucky they have it. Take horses, for example. Lift the tail, let her fly, no problem. Hell, I've seen them do it while eating grass. Doesn't even faze them. Hell, humans can do it while reading the newspaper. Talk about your multitasking. F***ing humans got it made, man. Just once I'd like to walk outside and see Master dragging his ass across the front yard to tidy up the back, if you know what I mean. Yeah, come to think of it, let's have old Seabiscuit give it a shot, too. Maybe then we dogs can get some respect up in this animal kingdom. I mean, every time a human goes for chocolate soft serve, it's the same tired f***ing joke. I get it. They both swirl, pile, and taper. Hallelujah, we got a match. Oh, and God forbid I want to give it a whiff. A human can just offer up a warning blast of things to come, and oh, watch the party break out then. Oh, sure, you put your shirts over your noses, but you're laughing. You're laughing uncontrollably. But a dog spills some yard gravy and wants to smell what's in the sauce? Well, you'd think I'd set creation back 1,000 years. I hope I die and come back as Johnny Knoxville. Talk about carte blanche. Hell, I not only could smell it, but I could smell my friends. Hell, I could wear it like a sunblock. And as long as I did it on a skateboard, supermodels would sleep with me. My God, man, monkeys throw it. Throw it! Hell, fish, eat it! Flies live for the stuff. Hey, did you know there's a species of beetle that actually took its name from it? No, it's true. You can look it up. Oh, well. At least I'm not a cat. Yeah, now there's a bright side for you. All that in a box, find some deep sand, cover it up nonsense. Cats, what a bunch of bitches. Hell, I have it on good authority. They even lick their own... Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Oh, hey, President. What do you want? I'm kind of busy right now.
Look, kid, I'm sorry. I can't always drop everything I'm doing to answer every little question you have. Fine. Here's a quickie for you. These are nuts, and they can't lick themselves. Class adjourned. Now, if you'll excuse me. Wait, what about cats? Well, they're assholes is what they are. How about we start there? No, a lot worse than mailmen. Yes, even worse than mimes. Look, kid, what are you getting at? Oh, he did he? And you're sure it was Frisky who told you this? You don't say. All right, I'll teach you. I'll teach you all there is to know about cats.
But you gotta give me 100%. 110 if I ask for it. And no asking questions. And I don't need any back talk. It's my way or the highway on this one. You got that?
Good. Well, the first thing you need to know about cats is this. They're smart. God forgive me for saying it, but it's true. But never forget, dogs are stronger. We're faster. We play better with others. However, because the smug bastards are so damn smart, they often try to deceive us. And especially young pups like yourself. Some of the things you'll need to look out for are... If you could get the light, please. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Well, I don't know. They never include the number one. They just don't. Now, quit asking so many damn questions. All right, here we go. This is your average Catus Domesticus. Or in the common tongue, the house cat. Notice how the claws have been removed here, 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 and also here. Notice as well how fat this foe is. And for good reason. Paris Hilton should have a life so easy. Believe it or not, this doughboy is a cousin to the lion. Yeah, the king of the goddamn jungle. Can you believe it? Of course, the cat is a Vern Troyer version of an otherwise proud species. Hardly menacing. It is also worth noting that I've lived 7 years on this crazy rock called Earth, chased damn near 1,000 cats, and never once has a lion come out of the bushes to defend one of these f***ers. To be frank, I think you're embarrassed of them. However, like the lion, the cat does have fangs. Fortunately, Catus Domesticus uses his to eat canned tuna. Nip, and with the right kind of owner, creamy peanut butter. In other words, those teeth are about as sharp as a plastic spoon. Be not afraid. In fact, Junior, this right here is the very example of why these beasts began to be called pussies. No, it's true. All right, now listen closely, because this is where it gets tricky. This is an alley cat. Looks a lot like Catus Domesticus. But this butt licker's not only smart, he's street smart. A diet of rats and refuse has left him streamlined in appearance, active as a rule, and vile in nature. No, sir, you don't want one of these guys crawling inside of your head. They'll never get out. Mother didn't love him. Father never stuck around to see him. Yes, sir, Mr. Alleycat's got a lot of built-up anger. And he will f*** anything. He doesn't care what she looks like, or where she's been, or who she's been with. He's a lot like Tommy Lee. And that's why many people call this character a tomcat. Stay away from him, at least until you're older. But the day will come, precious son, when you will confront him. You will need to know two things. Number one, see how the alley cat can stand its hair on end and raise up to give it the appearance of being a much larger being? Trickery, trickery, trickery. You really think Don King is 6'8"? Of course not. Same holds true for our friend Tom here. The second thing you must know is that you are a dog, and the humility of losing to a cat in a fight will scar you for the rest of your miserable life. Heard of Rover? Down on the end of Baker Street? Yeah, he lost a fight to an alley cat back in the summer of '02. Three nights later, he cracked, hung himself with his leash. How he got it over the doghouse, we'll never know. Stood on the edge of his water dish until he was ready, then he kicked the damn thing over. Sad.
Jerry!
Hey, there's Master. Lesson's over for now. There's more to come. You're welcome. Now get, you little scamp.
Hey, don't tell anyone we spoke!
I worry about him, you know. It's a tough world out there, and... Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?